if you look back at your life and you examine all the highs and the lows you've ever had, the great times where you felt motivated, inspired, you had a breakthrough, you felt successful, you received praise, people felt your energy, and the down times where you felt uninspired, bored, blocked, people were ignoring you, you felt you weren't accomplishing anything. These are the two phases that every person in this world actually must go through. We've learned that in order for the light of the Creator to come down, there must be a vessel that will hold that light. Light without a vessel is actually chaos and darkness, if you really think about it. I'll give you an example. If I take a glass of water, this glass is about 75% full. If I take a pitcher and start pouring water into this glass, it's going to be great until it gets to the top. If I keep pouring more and more water, more than the glass can hold, then I have spillage and I have chaos. Whenever there's more energy than the vessel can hold, that's called chaos and darkness. Whenever we're in darkness, that's because there's more light that wants to be revealed than I'm ready to reveal. When it's so bright outside, what do you experience? You actually experience darkness. When you go outside and the sun is blazing, you actually have to close your eyes because it's too much energy. You can't handle that much energy, so your vessel shuts down because that's all it can hold. Then you experience darkness. In life, there must be a process of building a vessel so that the light can come down. And we've learned about the proactive things we need to do to build our vessel. The pause, what a pleasure, looking inside myself, asking why. But it's important to know that in life, there are always two phases. The phase of concealment, and then the phase of revealment. But they must always coexist. There's never going to be a time where life is just good. Everything's good. I feel amazing. Everything goes my way. Everyone just does everything the way I want it to happen. I wake up every morning in a great mood. I feel high. I feel like I'm accomplishing things. Only green lights, impossible. We must always have these two processes because when we're going through a phase of concealment and we don't see anything, that's building our vessel. We talked about it when we talked about the process. So when we're going through tough times, we need to know this is necessary. This is how I earn the phase of revealment. So what's my free will? If I have to go through tough times, what's my free will? With what consciousness, with what attitude, and with what spiritual level you go through that concealment. And your concealment could last just 5 minutes. If you really access the light in times of concealment. The goal isn't to suffer. Kabbalists explain, the goal is to be happy. And if I can keep consciousness in tough times, I can access happiness even in tough times. If I can access certainty when I'm going through a phase of concealment, you will awaken the light of happiness in dark times. As we've said before, the bad times become good times, and the good times become good times. That's our goal. Don't be the effect of the times of concealment. If you're going through it right now, and maybe there's concealment in one area, but revealment in another. That's how most people are. Business is great. Relationships suck. That's what people say. Business is great, but I can't find love. How can it be? Phase of concealment. Tikkun, transformation needed in this area. Or maybe you're just in a rut. Ruts are necessary. It's the time you build yourself. Don't feel bad about concealment. Eventually, when we reach the highest levels of spirituality in Kabbalah, as we're going to learn in future classes, you're going to be able to go through dark times from a side. You're going to be able to see it as something outside of you. You're not going to take it personally anymore. You're just going to know that's the phase. I'm excited. It's like when you leave the gym and you're sore. You say, oh, that's the phase. You're not freaking out. You're not running to the emergency room. You're not having doubts that you're sore all over your body. You're saying, all right, 24 hours, maybe 48, I'm going to be sore. I'm going to enjoy myself. You're happy. In fact, you're more happy that you're sore than if you weren't, right? When you leave the gym and you're not sore anymore, aren't you upset? You feel like maybe I'm not building muscle. So the idea is, can we reach that consciousness where we can embrace the times of concealment because they are necessary? They build our character. They build our vessel. They build our consciousness. They build our certainty. And they help us become truly like God, co-creators in life, revealing light in the darkness.